Yes.
Continue.
Yeah. So your father and your father's name was
Lewis Lear.
Lewis Lear. Okay. And he was head teacher at. Came down from the country.
And he came down from Mathalia. came down to take a higher position, got a promotion. And in fact, when he retired, he was number one on the teacher's roll. So he'd reached the top of the tree.
Oh, he certainly had.
when my father came to South to Penders Grove State School, that was a school, a segregated school where the boys were in one part and the girls were in another. I don't know what it was all about. That can be looked into. And the Preston South School was the one which was recently burnt.
Ah, yes.
And and he was head teacher there for a few years, and then later went to Preston North East in Tyler Street as head teacher, and that was then the largest state school in Victoria. He had more than 30 staff, and he retired in the 1970s. I came to Melbourne in 1947 from Echuca and worked for a year at the Footscray Gas Company as a laboratory assistant. And I then gained employment with the Australian Paper Manufacturers and its Fairfield Mills as a technical department paper tester. And I was a company employee for 40 years, working in various roles in the technical department during that time. I started off as a leading hand tester in pulp and paper laboratory and hand trainer of other testers. I was a laboratory analyst of oil materials, effluents and boiler water analysis for much of my time there. And I later took over the job of quality officer and troubleshooter, a job which took me to customers' plants interstate and as an advisor to the technical sales department in Melbourne. So very active and that's satisfying job.
Yes, indeed. And the paper mills, then, are they still functioning?
They're still functioning, but they're going to close at Christmas. And it'll be the
I thought they must be
transported to Botany Mill in Sydney.
Right. I had the feeling that
the land will be a subdivision, but it will take an enormous amount of
decontaminating.
However, that's not my problem. And we still have an annual dinner for
all the employees, after all this.
Last 20 years, every year we get invited to Christmas dinner at church hall, a former church hall down in Thornbury.
Right.
And it's about 150 or more.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Bonus.
Yes, yes.
All the good work we did. Now there's a heading, but that's about work. Remember you got a heading?
Yes, yeah.
My next heading was transport.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay.
That?
Yes, certainly are.
My early life I had a push bike. And for a country kid, not to have one would have been devastating. The bike gave me access to the Murray River in Echuca for swimming, for going to school, and those lovely Saturday afternoons riding the local streets looking for fruit hanging over the fence. Local boys. And I had freedom. In later life, I went through 10 cars, wearing them all out, and travelling all over the country.
What was the first car you bought?
My first car was a 1.5 litre Riley Falcon. Beautiful little car. Mm-hmm. And I ran up nearly 300,000 miles in that.
And it must have been a pretty good car, yes.
Oh, it took a lot of maintenance. And my second one was a an Ostenay 90, and then I had an Ostenay 70, that was a sports car, and then the 70 was a nice sedan. I had a family, I couldn't afford to have a soft top car and all that. And then I had a Sim car, and then I had a Holden, then I had a Valiant, and then I had a Holden GTR, a sports car again. I can't remember what it's called. And I nearly had it, but I forgot. And then there was a Commodore, and then there was a Nissan Skyline, and there was a Toyota Corolla. So I had it wore out except the Corolla.
With your very first car, how much did you actually pay for that, if I might?
I paid £300 for that. And it was a 1936 model, and it had been, during the war, it had been put under a wool shed and covered with a tarp up at the Deniliquin.
Right.
And it hadn't been used after the war, and it only had 20,000 miles on the clock.
Okay.
And when I sold it, it had 300,000 on the clock.
What was it? How much was petrol?
Petrol was about 2 and 6 a gallon.
A gallon?
A gallon.
Okay. And how many miles to the gallon did you get in the
car? About 30, 25.
Okay.
20, 25. It'll be about 25.
Oh, that's all right.
So that was a good car to run.
Okay. 25? What about?
No, it would have been 25 to 30.
Yeah. What about public transport? So, I mean, obviously.
No, I've never had to use public transport.
Oh, okay. So you just drove everywhere.
I'll read this and I'll follow that one. The cars took the family shopping, holidays to distant places, and of course to work. Petrol was cheap. I did my own mechanical repairs to save money. Most car sales shops had spare parts that they could buy. Mm-hmm. Major work was done by Repco Engineering, have you heard of them?
Yes.
And this sort of repair was often done by many home mechanics. Going to work would have been difficult without a car because I worked a bit of shift work in the early years. Mm-hmm. And Fairfield, it was about 10 kilometres from home, and when I had the car up on the jacks, I often rode my bike to work and home again. Okay. And after 8 hours in a noisy paper mill and then riding 10 miles home after 11 o'clock at night, it was a bit tired when you got there.
Yes, yes.
During this time, I don't think I used the train or tram more than on the odd occasion. All my life, I've been reliant on a motor car for transport, and if I need to go to the city now, I go by taxi.
Okay, so there's no point in asking you about the trams and the trains and those things because
the train was just geographically a little bit too far away.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. The next heading I've got here is memorable characters. And during my working life, I don't seem to have made many friends in Preston. I made a lot of friends. My working life was too busy. Most of my friends were at work, or friends of friends, or neighbours, or mates, or members of the Preston Historical Society. In more recent years, I'm not bringing this up to date. In more recent years, I know everybody. I think everybody knows.
So there's no sort of person from Preston who sort of stood out in your mind because not because either she was a bag lady or he was a a homeless person or anything, but no eccentrics or anything that you...
No, we had the first secretary of the society was a bit of an eccentric. And he was always pushing himself in front and Mr. Bank and
Okay.
Probably dug a hole for himself and fell in.